And now we go to the main event for the interim middleweight championship. Now, New Zealand, a guy from New Zealand, and this tough black person, I don't know where he's from, he's from Cuba, Yoel Romero. Yeah, I've seen some of his fight, he is terrific, he is fast, no wonder he's rated number one. I think he's going to give, if he wins this fight, he's going to give Bisping a run for his money. Obviously I want Michael Bisping to retain the championship because he lives near me. He lives in my city. He's from Clitheroe. I've got family in Clitheroe. So I'm very familiar with that area. So I want Michael Bisping to remain champion because of that. Obviously, you want your hometown hero to remain champion. And Clitheroe is just a couple of miles outside where I live. I've got family up there. But I don't know what's happened to Michael Bisping. Is he injured or something? That's why the interim championship is on. I do not know. Look at this. He's got personality to him, this guy. I want this Cuban guy to win. I want Romeo to win this match. Come on, Romeo. You can do it. As I said, I don't like Aussies, really. I think they're a bunch of beer-drinking, kangaroo-shooting, fucking son of a bitches. Come on, Romeo. You can't get to Romeo like that. Romero, I mean. Why don't you call him Romeo? I'm not in love with him. Bloody hell. What's going on here? Come on, Romeo is just looking for this opening. You can see Romeo. He's going to... Oh, there's a kick to the leg! That's a teep kick to the leg there. That's a great teep kick to the leg. I'm going to have to practice that move. I'm going to practice that move on my bag tonight. Teep kick to the leg. I usually do teep kicks usually to the abdomen or the kidney or liver and stomach, or sometimes the chest, which is not very good because you can easily catch a kick by doing that. As I said, I used to do Thai boxing myself. And went to Jeet Kune Do for 4 weeks in the one they had in Manchester, and went to Oldham in Manchester. Oldham is in Manchester. Oldham Boys Boxing Club. Oldham is a shithole, as everyone knows. Probably the most deprived areas in Britain. In Manchester, not the roughest, I'd just say deprived, like poor area. It is Manchester, massive suburban town in Manchester, basically, where I live at the moment. Where I live is not too bad. I live on the edge of a council estate, but up the road from me, there's a couple of mansions, but if you go up my estate, there's loads of council houses and boarded up houses, and then you got the town centre, which gets pretty rough on Fridays and Saturdays, where I usually take my dog up this road where all the nicer. So I'm like at the edge of the estate. I live in the council house, a bottom one. It's at the edge of the council estate, and then across the road I got terraced houses, and then you go up and then you have your normal like avenues like you have in Britain. You like three bedroom houses, and then at the top of the hill there's some mansions, and then you got this nice park walk, Tandil Hills, which is a good place to take your dog, and a good tourist attraction place. But for you, you go up the road, then it's all council houses. I live on the edge of the council estate, but all council houses everywhere. Most of white, some black people, some white people, Portuguese. I never had any trouble where I live. I've lived here for quite a while, because I don't. So I know pretty much most people. Alright, because I said I was, you know, because I used to do drugs with a lot of them. And a lot of them are drug dealers, and they respect that I don't do that stuff anymore. So that's good. There's one guy that lives near me. I'm not going to mention his name, but he lives across the road from me. But he's a tough motherfucker. He does construction. And basically, me and him are close. And anyone who ever dares try mess with me, no, I can handle the problem myself because I'd rather. But he always jumps in. I jumped in for him as well, and he's had problems. But he's a big motherfucker. He's like a wrestler. But he's a construction. He owns his own company. He's got a lot of money. But he's like neighbourhood. This is his estate. But he's very close to me. So basically, anyone who even tries to fuck with me, the guy is straight over here, and no one fucks with me. I'd rather handle it myself because I am a man, you know. So, but it's good to have someone looking out for you. Nobody does. I mean, just anyone from outside the area or something. Obviously, there is a lot of heroin and crack addicts that live on my estate, which I know. Most of them are nice people. They're just, life has got the best of them, really. You just got to watch them around your house, because they'll steal anything they can get to get their next high. So try and keep, cut out them and tell them that I'm not into that. Well, I hang around with them because I was doing speed and they've never done the crack or anything like that. Never got that far doing that. But they do it. Mix carbonite, baking soda. One of them did it in my house and I got really mad because I saw what he was doing. He was in my pan mixing it with baking soda and carbonite, and then mixing the coke with that, and then put it in a Pepsi can and started smoking it. I just don't understand it. The guy who fucking had it, I'm not mentioning his name, he's sweating like I'm fucking, like he was dying. And then he wanted another hit after 10 minutes, he was coming down. I just think, fucking hell, you know, 10 minutes of, you know, that's why I've never ever gone that far. I'm glad I haven't, even though I have gone quite far in the taking drugs, definitely with the weed and the speed and the alcohol. The alcohol's been the worst, you know. Got to tell you that. Prescription drugs, they help me, don't they? So can't really complain about that. Anyway, back to the matches. Romeo is took down Whittaker. Finally. But yeah, you don't judge the area by the area, because I've lived in countryside in Saddleworth, born in Larne in Northern Ireland, and then moved to Saddleworth, my grand moved to Saddleworth, yeah, middle class area, very safe area, but got very rough on Fridays in the village. And I've met more, so to be honest, living on council estates and then living in Saddleworth is known as a nice area where my grandma lived and where my mum lives now. I've seen more druggies and people that try and rob you there. People are a lot more disrespectful there than they are here. It's because there's no consequences, because they haven't really gone through shit. You know, I've started in land, and moved to Saddleworth, went to boarding school, and lived in other parts of Manchester and stuff like that. So I've lived in a nice area and a bad area. But what I can say is, Saddleworth, the good area. See, I've met more dodgy people there than anywhere else, and it's because they have no respect, to be honest. Because they don't understand any consequences. And I don't know. It's just that people value life. If they're living in a poor area a bit more, appreciate life a bit more. You know, some people are just spoiled brats who don't appreciate anything. I've always preferred the countryside, though. Not when I was younger, I always wanted to live in the town city, but now that I'm older, I kind of want to live in the country. I do what, you know, I can shoot my gun bar and go fishing and do whatever I want. Basically, when you're isolated area, you can do what the fuck you want. You can't do what the fuck you want on a council estate without someone watching you. I have a 40% Romeo. Oh, he ducked. Sorry, I was supposed to be calling this fight here. I got off track again. I don't know who's winning this fight. Romeo took him down, and Romeo. Romeo. What the fuck? Not Romeo, Romero. What the fuck am I going on about? As I've said, I'm not attracted to this guy. Why am I calling him Romeo? Like I'm Juliet searching for a Romeo. No. Oh, Romeo there. Oh, gets him and then jabs him on the way down. That was a quick takedown and then a quick hook by Romeo. I'm playing on the new Mafia 3, which is a very good game. Good story. It's just that I'd prefer to, if it was more realistic, because the Mafia, they're Italian. You play as a, like, gas pipe. Or John Gotti or something like that. That'll be really good. Or, you know, some, like, in the five boroughs when they controlled everything. But still, it was good. You have a black militant coming back from Vietnam. The story's good. And he has to claim what he's lost back. Very realistic. I love Mafia 2 and I like this game as well. But it's for sale anyway, so I'm selling it at a cheap price. I've already nearly completed it. I'm on that mission where the ship blows up. You're on the ship and it blows up. While they're building that casino, the guy that you're after is building the casino or something. One of the other games that I like is Battlefield. Now that is a brilliant game. I try and avoid the online mode. I don't know, I just don't like losing sometimes. At UFC, I'm pretty good on UFC on online. WWE, I'm okay I'm good online. But FIFA, nah, suck. I'm shit. Battlefield, I'm shit. So can't take losing sometimes. Sometimes many controllers have been smashed, which is not how I should act, but sometimes I just get frustrated with games, especially Watch Dogs 2. This mission, I'm not past this mission yet where you have to break this code. You're at this party and you have to break this code. I really like the game. You're at this mad party, you have to break this code. I put it on YouTube, games that piss me off, and I can't do it. I don't fucking know what to do, man, at all. So I'm going to go on YouTube and look how to do that, because I want to play that game. I got this deal with the games, basically. Friday 13th. No, that game, you can just play it online. You can't play it. I thought it'd be a story where you're a Jason and you'd chop up everybody. Like it was your mission to kill people. But no, you have to be Jason or some people on the run. I always end up someone on the run, which is not what I want. I want to be the predator, chasing after the prey. But some people saying the game's good and some not. I don't have much time to play on games, but I do want to experience that, the good parts of the game. Some people say it is good. Maybe have a one-off night of magic mushrooms and go in the game and make it a little bit better. Anyway, back to the fight. Romeo, Distant Strikes 12, Whittaker 19. As Romeo paces around, Whittaker hits him with a left, trying another left. Oh, going for the teep kick, he bounces across the cage in the octagon. Romero, what I see, Romero is get on losing it. Oh, hit, try to take him down, but Romero got back up very quick by Romero. Look like heavyweights rather than middleweights to me. But then, obviously you can tell the middleweights because they move so fast. You can see his knees a bit wobbling a bit. I think he's took some kicks to the knee. But Whittaker's the predator here. He's the one on the offense, and Romeo seems to be backing up as he comes in with the knee. Come on, Romero. Come on. Do a kill by God. But what I've seen is Whittaker's been the guy on the offense. Oh, going for a straight jab. Oh, you can hear that as well. Kick to the stomach. Oh, Romero. Oh, yeah, I said Romero's not throwing anything. He's not. You haven't seen him throw anything. He seems to be on the defense, and Whittaker seems to be on the offense. Not very good strategy for Romero. He's getting backed into the cage a lot, and it's not good. He needs to get away from that cage. Get back into the middle. Get back into the square bit where the monster logo is. He's just moving backwards and he's getting hit there. He got hit with a left. I didn't expect this. I expected Romeo to be kicking this Whittaker's motherfucking ass, but Whittaker seems to be taking it to Romero. Romero, after this fight, not my hero. Oh, and sidekick. Left up. He's definitely the aggressor in that round. I'm like paying attention to it. I don't know who this Whittaker could. Oh, Bisping's in the audience. Hey, Bisping. Bisping. Whatever you say about Bisping, he's one tough motherfucker. He won the Ultimate Fighter and he beat Anderson Silva. Even though it was very controversial, he did. And he beat Henderson, and Henderson is a legend. Michael Bisping is on top of the game. I like to see a Diaz fight with Bisping. Now that would be good. Nate Diaz versus Bisping. I think Nate Diaz could move up to the middleweight. I want Nate Diaz to be champion of whatever weight class he's in, because Diaz brothers get held back so much, and it makes me sick. It's like, is there corruption in the UFC like there was in boxing, sometimes in wrestling, where people are getting held back? Because it seems like the Diaz brothers are getting held back, and I think Nate Diaz is one of the best fighters. His boxing's impeccable, his ground skills are impeccable. When he turns it on, Nate Diaz is unstoppable. I like Nick as well. Nate's younger, so the future lies with Nate, and Nick probably cares about Nate more than his career. That's why he's always in his corner. I wish I was that close to my brother, but obviously I'm not very close. I don't like being a little brother at all. Now Romeo getting that knee to the top five there. He's behind Whittaker here now. Romero's just holding on him like he's trying to bear hug him, which ain't going to work. You're not Brock Lesnar versus Hulk Hogan, where Hulk Hogan, an internal bleeding. I'm trying to bear hug him into the back mount, it seems. But he's using that thigh strength basically to prevent Romeo from taking him down. Now he's switching, and he's up. Whittaker hits him with a knee. Didn't really have him there. And, Whittaker's knee position was great in defence. He used strength of his thighs to hold Romeo after throwing him down. I don't know much about this Whittaker, but obviously he's giving Romero a run for his money. He's been definitely on the offence. Now it seems like both sizing each other up. Romero's backing up again. Oh, going for the leg, takedown, fails. I think Whittaker might win this fight. I'm disappointed that the women pulled out, but it is what it is. Come on, Romero. Is this round, what is it, round four? Oh, Romero come with knee then, that's good. Get into the zone. But still, it seems like Romero, how many times am I going to misinterpret that word? Oh, kick, jab by Whittaker. See, he's on the offense and Romero is just on the defense, backing up towards the octagon. You know what I mean? He's backing him towards the cage constantly. Whittaker is just backing him like a prey. And that's why he's getting these shots in. I think he got an uppercut that connected then. Romeo is not going on the offensive. At this point in the fight, I would go on the offense. I really would. Instead of backing up, which he's not doing. He's letting Whittaker come at him. And he's not trying to counter attack or anything like that. He's just going for the takedowns and he's failing. Oh, Romero, you know, was just hitting him with a cheap kick. Oh, he's down, hit him with the left hook there. Romero, what'd you say? What'd you do there? Just stood there with open. Oh, cheap kick. Oh, right head is rocked, Romeo. I mean, Romero. just before I just sat down there, just like, he was a zombie. Like, say, punch me in the face and knock me out, Whittaker. He's trying another takedown. Whittaker's got this fight under control. Definitely. He's going to try and take down him again. And it's not happening. Whittaker's got this fight. Oh, he's just coming up with Romero there with a kick and jab. And you see Romero there, heavy breathing. Whittaker's just like a cheetah going for a deer, if I'm not mistaken. Like a cat cornering a mouse. Romero is the prey and Whittaker is the predator in this match. This is not the Romero I know. He's usually fast. He usually comes out of nowhere with combinations and that's it. He's great on the ground. And Whittaker is just basically psychologically beating him by putting the pressure on him constantly. He just keeps on coming and backing him up into the cage. And that's what keeps happening. As Romero just doesn't seem to want to be going on the offense here. Is this, yeah, round five, last round, touch gloves. Right, Romero needs to do something now, what he usually does. Or else. See, Whittaker's still going for him, man. Romero needs to go on the offense. He needs to stay in the center of the octagon and start going on the offense. And just start trading punches. He's got nothing to lose now. It's the last round. Stop backing up. It's the last round. Don't give a fuck if you get knocked out or what. You need to be slugging it out now. Oh, missed a kick there. Romero needs to start backing off, but been caught with a knee. He's scared of Whittaker. He's definitely tense. Because Whittaker keeps getting him. Got him with kicks and a knee, but Romero comes back with a left jab. I'll just go for it, Romero, now. I'll go for it. Just go. Keep on. He seems better in this round. Seems to be backing up less. Whoa, that's a good jab by Romero. You've got to be ferocious now. Don't matter how heavy breathing you are. In 3 minutes, you just got to go for it. But he's tired and obviously it's going to affect his coordination. Gets him with a kick and phases Whittaker. He's backing up again. Nah, I don't see him winning the fight. No, don't see it. Don't see it happening. Whittaker. I always mention names wrong. Kick to the leg, kick to the stomach. Taker's just owning him. And from what I've seen, ooh, he kicked, but he fell over. I think Romero got a jab in there. Now, Romero seems to be now on the offense instead of the defense. Because he's got nothing to lose now. Come on, keep chasing Whittaker, whatever. Shit. Oh, now he's coming for him. Come on, now be ferocious. Mike Tyson style. Keep going for him. You gotta see his blood. You gotta see his insides. And you want it. Just like a predator wants his meal. You've got to be hungry. Doesn't matter how tired you are. It's survival at this point. If not, then your chances are gone, Romero. Go for him. Go for him. Stop stopping and just go all out. You've got 2 minutes left and I would go all out if I were Romero now. Oh, jab. I think if they start throwing at each other, and start trading punches, Romero will get the best of Whittaker. He seems to. Come on. Romero is just... But Whittaker's obviously not as worn out as Romero is. Romero's taken... Oh, Romero's down on the ground. This is Whittaker going to finish him off right here. He's got the top mount. Yes, he's on the top mount now. On the top mount. That's how I usually finish off my competitors. Definitely on the top mount there. Top mount now, he's landing them elbows. He's pressing L1. That means knock hard punches on UFC 2. Whittaker is owning Romero, he's got no chance. Whittaker's won this fight. Top mount, is he going to finish him? 40 seconds left. And I think Michael Bisping is going to be a bit relieved now that he's going to face Whittaker. It's half guard. It's like, oh, gets him with the big elbows there. Oh, and finish him off. Can he do it? Can he do it? 18 seconds left. Can Whittaker finish him off with his elbows? Big motherfucking elbows there to the chin. I'm surprised he weren't knocked out of that. Come on, just elbow him now. Whittaker had that fight. In the new interim middleweight champion, Whittaker. And Michael Bisping is going to be waiting for him. Anyway, that's the UFC 213. I'll be back with UFC 214. Here is what we live for. As John Bones Jones faces Cormier in the biggest fight of the year. As I say, I will be back with the story of Benjamin Winston Alamelu. Hey!